44 minutes past 3 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, streaming online at WEOL.com and with the AM 930 WEOL mobile app. Not a real good weekend at the box office. There are probably a number of different factors for that, but it sounds like the fall could get pretty interesting at your local movie theater. And here to tell us more about that is our Hollywood insider, our good buddy, Al Harris. Al, thanks as always for the time, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. And I've got a question about this weekend at the box office. Boy, it just didn't seem like anybody really stood out. Hitman's Bodyguard pulled in just over $10 million to take the top spot. There's a movie in here that I was pretty interested in that I was a little surprised didn't do better, Wind River. I thought looked pretty good in the previews anyways. I'm not sure what you've heard about this movie or if you've heard or if you've seen it yet, but it came in fourth this week behind Annabelle, behind The Hitman's Bodyguard, and Leap. Any surprises on that list?
We talked about it last week. My biggest surprise is I thought Logan Lucky would do better the second week with a little bit of word of mouth, but it did not. It actually did pretty awful. It was in fifth. Hitman's Bodyguard, like I said, pulled in $10 million. This has just been the worst August, I think, in a long, long time in the box office. Just not good at all. And it followed a pretty weak summer, so hopefully that changes in the fall. But as we talked about Wind River, I've heard really good things about it. It's one of those movies that I think did about what it should have. I thought maybe do a little better, because it's the directorial debut of the same guy who wrote Sicario and Hell or High Water, which are two great movies, and so very intrigued by that. But you know, neither of those movies did great in the box office the first time around. Hell or High Water, I think, came around later on. So I'm not very surprised by that. I think it did pretty well for what it did. It's been out for 4 weeks, and it went up 48% this week. So I think it's doing what I thought Logan Lucky would do, and I think word of mouth is spreading for that movie.
Yeah, I haven't heard a bad word about Logan Lucky. I'm surprised that didn't do a little better in the box office here. But Al, how much do you attribute to the fact it just seems like there's a lack of originality this summer? I mean, the box office hasn't been as high as it is. The highest grossing movies have all been sequels, essentially. I mean, Wonder Woman, which is technically a sequel to Batman versus Superman, she was in that one. So how much is attributed to that? Is Hollywood looking at this, thinking maybe we need to get some original stuff out there?
I don't know. It seems like the same conversation every time. The big winners were the ones that, you know, weren't original, like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Fast and the Furious, Spider-Man. I feel like we have the same conversation every time. It's those movies. I think the biggest shocker to me is that, like, some of the original fare, even like Detroit didn't do well, Glass Castle didn't do well, Logan Lucky didn't do well. So it's like almost the originals that you'd think would pick up haven't done great, and then it's usually every summer you have an indie film that does a lot better than people thought, and I thought The Big Sick would be that one. It's getting amazing reviews, but it's done okay in the box office. Same with Ingrid Goes West, and a movie like Good Time, which just came out, which I've heard nothing but amazing things about, has also done what you would think, but there hasn't been that indie film to come out of nowhere this summer.
Well, it seems like there's a pretty interesting lineup coming our way in the fall, and these things will start coming in just a couple of weeks here. And I want to get your thought on a couple that are coming down the pipe here in just a couple of weeks. I want to focus on, well, I guess this kind of falls in line with what Matt just mentioned. It's a movie that we've kind of seen already in Stephen King's It. Now, what kinds of things are they saying is going to be totally different about this, and do people really have high hopes for it?
Well, I think it's getting rid of a little bit of the cheese factor that the Timothy Curry one had. And it's getting really darker and a lot more, you know, for the scares. It had a lot of issues in pre-production, which is never a good sign. But I think it changed directors so many times. Cary Fukunaga from the first season of True Detective was supposed to do it. He fell out. There's a bunch of big names that were supposed to play Pennywise that fell out. So, like I said, it's had a big, you know, a lot of trouble in pre-production. But from the trailer, it looks like it hits all the scary parts. It looks like it's going to be terrifying. And I haven't heard much right now about how it's been screening, but it looks like it could be a fun September movie. And also, this weekend also looks like a pretty lazy affair in the box office. So it's the next big one that could really do well in the box office. And that comes out in 2 weeks.
We're talking with our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to ask you about a movie that I'm pretty intrigued by. It comes out September 15th, called American Assassin. I know Michael Keaton is in this as well. Have you heard any good reviews about this one?
Well, I'll tell you this. You might be the only one I've talked to who's interested in. I'm just playing. I saw the trailer. It doesn't look very interesting to me. It looks like a by-the-numbers thriller. It does have Michael Keaton and Taylor Kitsch, who I do like from Friday Night Lights. Will always have a soft spot in my heart for Taylor Kitsch. But the lead, Dylan O'Brien, hasn't done much for me. He was in Maze Runner. I don't think he had a lot of charisma. It just seems to me, like I said, a by-the-numbers thriller. It does have an interesting director who's done some good indie stuff in the past. Very, dramatic heavy, so it's weird for him to do something like this, but for me, until I hear otherwise, it just seems like, your run-of-the-mill thriller assassin type movie.
Sure. Stepping off the silver screen to the smaller screen, last night was the finale of Game of Thrones. I'm not asking you to give any spoilers away or anything, but I am curious. I just read an article that this final season, season number 8 of Game of Thrones, may not come out until 2019, possibly. Does it really take that much time to produce? It's only 7 episodes, it seems, a season of Game of Thrones. Why does it take so long to produce stuff like this?
Yeah, but don't let that fool you. It's 7 episodes, but from what I've heard, they're going to be closer to feature length. Last night's episode was 90 minutes, yeah. And I feel like we'll see that next season. So a normal episode is 60 minutes. So even though it's 7 episodes, you're talking about the runtime of another 3-4 episodes. So like I said, don't let the 7 episode thing fool you. And also the way that this season has gone, again, don't want to do any spoilers, it's building up to a lot of action, a lot of battles. And because of that, because of the scope of all that, they're going to need some extra time. So I could totally see why this season is going to take longer. And HBO, I'm sure they just want to milk it as much as possible.
Sure.
It's been their biggest thing in how long. They've had a lot of shows that have done well, like Leftovers creatively was fantastic, but didn't do great numbers. Westworld took a little bit. So Game of Thrones is really the last big thing they have, so I'm sure they're going to milk it as much as they can.
Yeah, my opinion, I think this is probably one of the best series since Breaking Bad, if not as good, maybe even possibly better, I think, for people who find themselves caught up in it. My counterpart hasn't had the opportunity to see it, but as you alluded to, there's a lot to take care of in the next season. It almost scares me, I guess I'd say, that HBO is going to Soprano me again and just fade to black at the end of this one.
No, I think this one is going to be, I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a little bit of a letdown. Because, I don't know, this season, while watching it, I liked it. It seems like it's really streamlined with a lot of the characters and a lot of the stories, and it's becoming less of an interesting take on a fantasy and more of a straight-on take of a fantasy. But we'll see how next season goes. Like I said, I don't want to ruin anything.
True.
But I will disagree with you, Matt, real quick, and I've said this, I think, many times. The best show I've seen since Breaking Bad is not Game of Thrones. It's The Leftovers, and everyone should have watched that. Okay. That show is fantastic.
I'll have to check it out.
The Leftovers?
That's the one on
the
HBO,
Leftovers.
Right?
Leftovers is on HBO. The season finale was, I think, a couple months ago. But it was the same creators of Lost, and I think it's one of the best shows I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
You scare me with that, though. We were just talking about that, and I feel like the writers wrote themselves into a corner with the finale there, and they're just like, just take a shot of Matt Fox's eye, and we'll fade to black.
Before we cut you loose, my friend,
yes.
I want to ask you a couple of questions about these fall movies, because it really kind of kickstarts Oscar season, and I know you've got some early thoughts on some of these Oscar predictions as we get into the teeth of the season.
I do, and I love September is really when it starts. It picks up October, November, and December, and I think this is going to be a really strong Oscar season. And like I said, there's still a lot of good movies to come out. I know a lot of people are already predicting that we've already seen the Best Picture Award winner. A lot of people are saying Dunkirk. But I think it's always fun to do these productions this early and see how wrong you are. But I definitely think Steven Spielberg's The Pentagon Papers movie is just loaded with talent. Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Alison Brie, Carrie Coon, you name it, they're in this movie. And I think it would be great. And to me, that's my early Best Picture pick. And then the other big race I'm interested in is Best Actor. I think that's going to be the big one. And I think right now, we'll see how things go. It's a two-horse race. Again, most of these movies haven't been seen, so there's a good chance they're not as good as people predict. But to me, the top two are Gary Oldman playing Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour, Joe Wright's Winston Churchill movie. With the makeup and everything, he really looks like Winston Churchill. And then Daniel Day-Lewis in his last ever role, he said, in Paul Thomas Anderson's movie about the fashion industry in the 50s. I think right now it's tentatively titled Phantom Thread. And that should be a wallop. He's the best performance he ever did, in my opinion, was in Paul Thomas Anderson's There Will Be Blood. So I'm interested to see how that goes. But to me, those are my top two, and I'll pick Daniel Day-Lewis for that one. And as we talked about, I'll talk about Dunkirk one more time. I think Christopher Nolan's pretty much got director sewed up, and we've seen every year, the past couple years, how director and picture have differed. So my prediction is that Nolan will win, while Spielberg's movie, The Pentagon Papers, wins Best Picture.
All right. Well, every week we ask you for your picks to click, and this week is certainly no different. Is there a show or is there a movie that we absolutely must see this week before we talk to you again next Tuesday?
Well, there's two things coming out this Friday on Netflix. One is season 3 of Narcos, which I've enjoyed the first two. I didn't, like, fall in love with them, but from what I've heard, this third season's much better than the first two, as they changed courses. Instead of focusing on Pablo Escobar's cartel, they now focus on the Cali cartel. That's a really good thing, so I'm excited for that. And then there's a movie coming out on Netflix on Friday called Little Evil, starring Adam Scott and Evangeline Lilly from Leftovers. It's basically The Omen, but a humorous version of it. And if anyone had seen the director Eli Craig's other movie, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, which is a very, very fun horror spoof. I'm really excited for Little Evil if it's that same kind of humor that Tucker and Dale was.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
It's got some potential for sure. Al, a pleasure as always, my friend. We always enjoy these conversations, and we will do it again next week.
All right, thank you, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. That's our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.